All right, so as we head out of Pellgade, I wonder... 1, 2, 3, 4. There we go. And I just gathered some heather off the ground. Remember, this stuff makes me bundles. Like, harvesting things, it only takes two or three days for a harvesting to actually come back. Ooh, that's a lot of rain. I hope I don't get hit by lightning. That would suck. It's very loud, though. So we're looking for a dungeon that I know is somewhere down here. And I'm just, like, harvesting plants as I'm walking. There's also that dungeon to the north, too, that we could touch. Remember, we earlier passed, on the way to Pellgade, we passed a dungeon. Ooh, there's a crevice with a Gwar. Hello, Gwar. Are you stuck, buddy? What's your deal? Are you stuck? Are you a good guy, bad guy? What's your deal? Aw, he's adorable. He's like a massive puppy. What's down here? Is there anything down here? We just dove into the water. I'm looking to see if there's anything that strikes my eye. Nothing's really striking my eye. But this Gwar is just like chilling here. He's just chilling. He's in the rain. I kind of want him to be my friend. Can you be my friend? You're adorable. They're like big puppies. Just like big dinosaur puppies. And they're harmless too, it looks like. Looks like they don't even attack you, so they're just adorable. Oh my goodness. Okay, back to gathering supplies. Gathering money, I should say, because it may not have much value, but it's got some value to alchemists. Just gathering the heather and gathering the gold canettes and gathering each of these individual flowers as we see them on the road. Because flowers are money, friend. And I hate to say it like that, but it's the truth. I made, like, every time I've done a flower sale, like, run, I make, like, 100 gold. So it's always like, okay, anytime you see flowers on the road, you want to grab them, right? Even if it does, you know, says, oh, you can't do anything with them. I'm always looking to grab flowers. So anytime I see flowers, anytime I see anything going on, I'm like instantly grab the flowers, grab the cork bulbs. Oh, and we found the thingy. We found what we were looking for. All right. Okay, remember. Okay, so we have made it to, where are we at? We are at Adrano Ancestral Tomb. All right, let's step down and we're going to equip Frostbite. Actually, we're going to use Rest of St. Maris to restore our fatigue. Hearth Heal to restore that. And then switch to Frostbite. And then... Let's equip the Shock Blade. All right, we immediately come across a dead body on the ground. And the dead body's got a common shirt. Expensive shoes, we'll take those. Your shoes are ours now. Extravagant pants. And 21 gold. Okay. A ghost! There's an ancestor's ghost right there. Oh, shit.
Stupid!
Oh, no. It resisted my magic. And dropped some ectoplasm. It literally resisted my magic. What the hell? We're robbing this place. Freaking get attacked by a ghost. We're taking everything. Look, stupid freaking ghost attacking me. Thinking he's something special. And then I failed casting the healing spell. Alright, let's dig in here a little bit more. Oh, we got a skeleton coming at me. And let's see if we can deal with him rightly. I got a steel longsword. Come here. Oh, shit. Okay. Okay, we just got attacked. We don't have enough magicka. And I literally just got rid of all the magicka. Restoring items. Remember how I said I wouldn't need it? Yeah, no, I was wrong. Okay, that's okay. That's okay. We're fine. Hello? Hello? Okay, okay. That's bad. Let's make a donation. Blessing. Fortify my... Oh, yeah. Fortify my Magicka, please. Thank you. And we'll hearth heal. There we go. Cool. We'll grab Frostbite. I am attacking a lesser Bonewalker who got stuck in the door, and I am kind of happy he got stuck in the door. We took him out. Now, I could have swore I took out another thing somewhere. Yeah, I took out a skeleton archer who was carrying a longbow, I will take, and some iron arrows we'll also take. Let's get rid of his body. Okay, let's look here. We've got 1, 2, 3 floors to go down. It looks like there might be something at the bottom there. Oh boy, that first fight. That's rough. Okay, first fight inside the dungeon. Very rough. Very, very rough. Can I get rid of that body? Let's dispose of that corpse there. Hearth heal. And we just... Can we rest here? Nope, can't rest or wait here. Enemies are waiting nearby. Okay, that's fine. Okay. So we're sneaking through these crypts right now. We've got walls to our left, walls to our right, torches in the walls. Am I not carrying a lantern? Why am I not carrying a lantern on me? I thought I had a lantern. Where'd my other lantern go? Did it run out? It may have run out. Okay, so we got a skeleton archer right ahead of us, and I'm going to use Frostbite on it. And we killed it. 3 stabs. And gained some more arrows. Now, our marksman's crap, so they're just for selling these arrows. Oh, it says we don't have enough magicka to cast the spell. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk back and see if we can just rest for like 20 minutes. All right, you cannot rest or wait here. Enemies are nearby. Enemies are nearby. How far do we have to go before we're not close to enemies? Nope. Okay, let's wait 1 hour. All right, our magic is fully healed now. All right, there we go. That's okay. That's better. So we do have to walk back quite a bit to heal, but that's fine. That's okay. Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. Let's continue on. There's something behind this door. What is behind door number 1? Oh. I could have swore there was something back here. There's not. Some violet Copernicus on the ground. And some fire salt. Ooh, fire salts. I'll take those. Fire salts are cool. Yes, we're grave robbers. Yes, I don't care. We are officially grave robbers right now. Hello! Oh, goodness. Hello. Do you see me? Did you see me? Yes, you did. You did see me. And you just ignored me? Okay, cool. We took out a standard skeleton who was wearing an iron saber and an iron shield. Okay, but we dealt with him pretty handily. He just walked up on us like, hey, I'm just going to sneak up on you and you're not going to do anything. Oh, you got a big weapon. I'm not okay with this. What is that? That is a iron claymore. Ooh, that is cool. How much does that weigh? I don't know how much that weighs. About 27 pounds. That is so heavy. I do kind of want to sell it, though. I will sell it. Okay. What is this? So I found a tapestry on the wall that displays the... It looks like the 3 gods. Vivek, Alamexia, and Sotha Sil. That is so cool. I kind of like the tapestry going on here. What do we got here? Some chokeweed. Am I robbing things blind? Yes, I am. Take the silver dagger, take the 10 gold, because 10 gold is useful. I am a grave robber, apparently. Ooh, a Nordic battle axe, an armor's hammer, and some... Okay, there we go. Yeah. Okay, I need to actually drop something. I'm going to take this iron saber. Okay, so the iron saber won't fit there. Can it? Will it fit here? Yeah, it will. And I'm going to put the Chitin shield there, too. I don't need the shield. Like, the more I'm walking and doing this, the more I realize I don't need the shield at all. At all. We just don't need a shield. Oh, another bone walker. And, okay, hold up, hold up. We got a bone walker and a skeleton. And what is this bone walker doing? He's just like, he's not coming at me. He is casting something, but he's not casting it at me. It's like he's casting it at something else and missing completely. Oh, he is firing off his attack. All right, we killed the bone walker. Okay, so the bone walker's dead. Now we have a skeleton who can't figure out how stairs work. I'm not complaining, but... And then he figured out how stairs worked. He also resisted magic. Oh, he's just resisting magic. Okay. And I can't seem to hit him at all. For some reason, I can't hit him. All right, we hit him once. I hit him twice. Okay. What did he have on him? A short sword. Nothing really. Just a short sword. But that short sword really hurt. I'll take the bone mill off the bone walker. And, oh, we can wait. Yeah, we're good. We're good now. All right, so I've walked into what looks to be... Oh, the Dagger of Judgment. Damages. We found the Holy Grail. We found the Dagger of Judgment, which does damage to endurance and strength. And we found the skull, which I was looking for, a 36 Sermons of Vivek, a bag full of stuff, and I'm terrified. Cheap Restore Luck, and a Bone Moan Helm. We'll take all of that and just quickly cast Hearthheal, just in case. Okay, cool. Woo! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Breathing is important. All right, so let's continue down and see if there's anything else in our... Dungeoneering ways. Anything else down here that we can take? Another dagger, which is just an iron dagger. We don't care for that. It's not going to be good for selling. The Homilies of Blessed Alexamia. Let's read that one. Oh boy, yeah, this one's a good one. So I'm going to read the Blessings of Blessed Alamexia. Almalexia. Sulta Seal in the Scribes. Scribs. Young Sulta Seal, while playing in the egg mines, saw a number of scribs in a deep shaft, and he began to cast stones upon them, snickering as they skittered and scattered, until one of the scribs, lifting its head up in agony, cried out to Sulta Seal, "Please, please have mercy, little boy, for what is sport to you is suffering and death for us." And so Sulta Seal discovered that the idle of amusements of one may be the solemn tortures of another. Okay, that's a good psalm-type thing going on there. I kind of like that. Kind of like that a lot. So, let's check out the second one, which is Lord Vivek and the Contentious Beasts. A Shulk and a Kagawuti were strutting back and forth in a foyer, casting aspersions of one another's looks. "You're the ugliest creature alive," the Shulk told the Kagawuti. "No, you are the ugliest creature alive," the Kagawuti told the Shulk, for each thought himself most handsome and the other most ugly. Then Lord Vivek chanced by, and settled the dispute. "No, you both are the ugliest creatures alive, and I will not have my pleasant sojourn spoiled by your unseemly squabbling." So he dealt them both mighty blows, shattering their skulls and silencing their argument, and went merrily among his way. And thus Lord Vivek proved that ugliness is as much in one's matter as it is one's appearance. I'm sorry. Okay, what? Next one. The Boiled Kagawuti. I hope I'm saying that right. It is said that if a Kagoiti steps into a boiling pool, he will leap out immediately to avoid harm. But if the Kagoiti is standing in a pool and a wizard slowly raises the temperature, measure by measure, to boiling, the Kagoiti will calmly stand in place until he is boiled. Thus, we see we must be alert not only to the obvious danger, but also to the subtle degrees by which change may result in danger. I like that. I like that a lot. So next on is the Dubious Healer. Once upon a time, Atelvani issued forth from his tower and proclaimed to all the world that he was a mighty and learned healer, master of all alchemy and potions, and able to cure all diseases. Lord Vivek looked upon this wizard and listened to him boasting, and then asked him, "How can you pretend to prescribe for others the cure to all disease, when you yourself are unable to cure yourself of the foolish, manifest arrogance, and your foolishness?" Okay, I dig that. I dig that. That's cool. On to the Gwar and the Mud Crabs. The Gwar were so tormented by the other creatures that they did not know where to go. As soon as they saw a single beach approach them, they dashed off in terror. One day, they saw a pack of Nyx hounds ranging about, and in a desperate panic, all the Gwar scuttled off to the sea, determined to drown themselves rather than live in such a continual state of fear. But just as they neared the shoreline, a colony of mud crabs, frightened in their turn by the approach of the Gwar, scuttled off and threw themselves into the water. "Truly," said one of the Gwar, "things are not always as bad as they seem, for there was always someone worse off than you." And the last story in this beautiful, I kind of love this book, actually. It's called The Wounded Netch. Here's the last story in it. A wounded netch lay himself down in a quiet corner of his feeding ground. His healthy companions come in great number to inquire after his health, yet each one of them helped himself to a share of fodder which had been placed there for his use. So the poor netch died, not from his wounds, but from the greed and carelessness of his erstwhile friends. So it is clear that thoughtless companions may bring more help than harm. And that is the homilies of Blessed Almaxia. We also have the 36 Sermons of Vivek. I recommend you take a look at those if you can. They are online. Actually, all of these books are online at the Elder Scrolls Wiki, at the wiki places in the world. You want to go check those out when you get the chance. It's really good stuff right there, I tell you what. So with that said, I think we're done with this dungeon. So let's... Oh, there's one more path I didn't take. Okay, never mind. Let's go finish the other path. All right. And we're walking downstairs now. And we're opening another door. The door is not trapped. I don't see an enemy in the room. I don't see anything in here either. I see a lockbox, a small chest with 10 gold. Not bad. A corkbulb root. Looks like some rat meat, and what is this? A ghoul heart. Ooh, a ghoul heart. That's worth some money. Some hound meat. Okay, that's it. So with that said, now we're done with this dungeon. Let's head back to Pellgate and see what our spoils will get us. Yes, we're grave robbers, I'm aware, but you know what? We are rich grave robbers now. We have done our duty and made our peace. The place attacked us. Okay, come on, cast the spell. There we go. It's a restore fatigue spell, but if the fatigue is too low, you can't restore fatigue. And therefore, fatigue can't be restored because you can't cast the spell. And if you can't cast the spell, you can't restore fatigue. And the circle continues. It's actually pretty hilarious, in my opinion. And I do have a stronger fatigue spell as we created last episode in the spell crafting. But I absolutely love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. We're walking back across the body of the person we looted as soon as we walked in here. And that's kind of I think this is supposed to be one of the first tombs you loot in the game. Like, it feels that way. I don't know if you're supposed to loot the tombs. Let me make that clear. I don't think you're supposed to loot anything here. But, okay, so the real question is, should I go back to Pelgade or should I go back to Sedanine? I think I was supposed to go talk to the chick who is doing the thing. She was waiting for her rogue. So there may be a good idea in checking that. And it immediately starts raining as soon as I walk outside. Really, guys? Really? Really? Really rain? Rain? All the rain? All the rain in Spain? I walk outside and there's immediately rain. I'm kind of disappointed. I'm disappointed in you, game. I'm disappointed. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to the sailor. We're going to go to her. I'm wanting to think... Is this harvestable? No, it's not harvestable. I'm wondering in my brain of brains right now if there is a way. There's not a cart here. I know there's a mod that I was looking at getting that adds caravans, like carriages, to a lot of the main cities, a lot of the side cities where there are no fast travel to, as a means of adding fast travel to locations that don't normally have fast travel. It doesn't add fast travel to the out-of-place locations, but it does add it to the locations that are in town, like Palegade, the Imperial locations. They all have like fast travel between locations. That might be important to check out at some point. So let's see here. Let's sell. Let's do some selling. Let's sell the books off. I don't need those. They're not going to get me much. We are also going to sell all of the feathers and stuff like that. Okay, let's see here. Okay, let's see here. We're just selling off stuff we don't need. That has an armor rating of 2 versus the armor rating of 6. So we'll get rid of that. Get rid of the expensive shoes. Sell all of the arrows. I don't need that. I'm going to sell the Nord battle axe. Sell both of the bows. Am I keeping... I don't need the iron claymore. The dagger of judgment's not going to give me much. It's only going to... I don't care for it. It's not that great. It's a one-handed short blade, which is not that useful to me. And I'm going to sell the armors and repair prongs because I don't need those either. Can I... Okay, I can't sell that. And... Okay. Can we filter... Okay, I've got a mod thing that allows me to filter to what the purchaser will buy. Okay, I think that covers all of what I just sold. That gives me... Okay, so here's what the important part is. This sell trip, has just made me, just netted me. Now keep in mind, I am selling stuff I just picked up off the side of the road, picked up off bodies in various locations, and picked out of chests. We just made 231 gold, and he says he cannot afford the transaction, so that's understandable. He can only afford 177. So what can I buy back that's going to do that? There we go. Okay. Cool beans. So we just made a little bit of money. We just made 177 gold, which puts it at 600 gold. And that's why I do it. That's exactly why we do it. We are making that little bit of money here and there. Really important just to make a little bit of money here and there. So we can actually sell the Nordic battle axe and sell the arrows. The Nordic battle axe isn't much. But those arrows, there's 93 arrows, and that netted me 50 some odd gold, which is super important. I'm also selling that silver dagger. I don't need the silver dagger. Can I get just one more gold piece? I can. Cool. Thank you, Mr. Urnil. Strange. Urnil. Urnil. That's their name. Urnil. Okay, so now that we're quite a bit lighter, let's take... Where are we going now? We need to go back. My restoration just got up to level 37, so that's cool. And I think we need to go back to... I want to get a fortify spell. Now that we've got a bit of money on our hands, we can start buying some spells. And I think I want to buy a couple fortification spells. So let's make our way down to Sedanine. Still in the rain, because, hey, why not? Oh, wasn't there another... I could have swore there was another place we were supposed to go check out. Now that I'm not carrying so much gear on me, by the way, we are in a much better situation. So that's awesome. I'm going to do something really quickly here. And I'm just going to remove this one so people know, hey, they can chat with me. By the way, if you're watching this live, if you're listening to this on the podcasting over at the Verzian Chronicles, you can watch me live at twitch.tv/KylieKane. I do stream these every now and again. You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/TheVerzian. And, of course, check us out there. And you can find, you know, when I go live, which is typically later in the evenings, typically Friday or Sundays, normally when I do that, every other week or so. More likely on Friday, or more likely on Sundays than Fridays, because Fridays are normally Magic the Gathering nights. Magic the Gathering and Pokemon night. We have some friends we go pick Pokemons with. So that's cool. Or play Magic the Gathering with. And I'm pretty good at it. But yeah, so if you guys want to hear me talk about that, let me know. I'd be glad to go off on tangents about my Magic the Gathering, my love for Magic the Gathering. My wife is so much better at it than I am, but just tell you what, we're good. We do it. We can do it. We can do it. All right, so we're walking back, and what we're doing in the rain is walking back and seeing if we can find the lady who we need to give the note to, because we're going to finish this quest line up, and it's a really short quest. I thought there was another quest in this area from a guy who is, like, naked, but I don't remember where he's at. Let's tell him the note from Nelos. And she says, he gave you a letter to give to me. Wonderful. Thank you so. I knew he cared. You know, you didn't have to do this all for me. And I really appreciate it. You're clearly a wonderful person. You should visit my friend Bernard Ereli and tell Bernora. He's a wonderful person, and I think two of you would get along famously. I'm going to ask her one more time about the jewels. She says, I don't care about them.
Should you need something, I will be happy to oblige.
Well, good job, my lady. She is very happy, and that makes me happy. All right, so we have another dungeon to clear that I forgot about before we go on to the next area. I'm kind of excited, y'all. Like, really excited. Really, really, really excited. Let's go. Dungeon, dungeon, dungeon. What is this dungeon called? We're almost up to it. I'm walking up the hill. This is another one outside of Pellgade. To the north of Pellgade. It looks like a mine. And it is called the Ulamusa. Ulamusa. Ulamusa is where we're at. All right. We're at Ulamusa. There we go. And let's get our frostbite ready. And just make our way down into the caves. Oh, I'm so excited. We're walking into some caves. Hello? You're gonna die, lady. Oh, shoot. She actually almost wrecked me. She's carrying an iron short sword and literally almost killed me. Thankfully, we can heal, but holy cow. Chick almost actually wrecked me. Why am I only thrusting? Is that because it's thrust is the best? Yeah, it's thrust is the best thing it can do. You should have picked an easier opponent. I really should have. Oh, shoot. Yes. We just got our crap wrecked. And we had to load an autosave. Do you want to know when the last time we autosaved? Oh, no. Remember what I said? You have to save often? Yeah, save often. Save often, y'all. And how far back it took me? Do you want to know? You want to know. Because guess where I'm at? I'm back at the ancestral tomb. I'm back at the ancestral tomb. We did this to ourselves. We definitely did this. Remember when I said in the first episode we need to save often? Do you remember that I didn't listen to my own words? Yeah. I honestly think the F5 button's the quick save button, and I really should have been hitting it. But I wasn't, so we went back 20-ish minutes, 15 minutes, somewhere in that range. Not too far back. Not super far back, but it is a roughity. It is a roughity, toughity, baddity, waddity, not good. Oh my goodness gracious. Oh my goodness, why me? Why did I do this to myself? I did this to myself. I walked in that dungeon and was like, I got this. You got this. You're going to get wrecked. It's going to be wrecking time. I'm the wrecker. You're the wrecked. Oh my goodness. Hey, my athletics increased. That didn't happen last time. I think my acrobatics increased last time. I think that's what increased last time. Oh my goodness, it's raining again. Oh my no. Actually, we didn't go far that back because where were we at? We had just done our selling and went and gave the letter to the lady. That's what we did. So, okay, well. This podcast was brought to you by me, Kylie Kane. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/theversian. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support the cast at patreon.com/KylieKane. If you want to see me live, you can watch me at Twitch at twitch.com/KaidoKane, where I stream games like Minecraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Diablo II, and other roguelikes. Thank you for listening.